The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Nozid of Lamed Ches. In continuation of our discussion the previous shiur about Kedei Achilas Pras, Shtiyo is the Shir Brevius, the Shir is Kezayis. We have a fascinating discussion, a real halach mamaisa, Mishnah Melech and Hilchas Brochas Perek Gimel, that brings a raya from a din now sugya. We have a din now sugya of Kuta Chabadli. Kuta Chabadli is something that they used to eat. It has chometz in it or wine in it, but it's really a whole mixture, and it's not eaten in huge portions. It's eaten little by little. Even though it's eaten little by little, the shear is kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. Says the Mishnah Lamelech, if something which is not normally eaten in that shear, normally, we're talking about a piece of bread, we're talking about chelev, possible chol, neves, the dribs, the regular achila, if you bite into a piece of chicken or a piece of bread, the shear of eating, when a little bite-sized piece is mitstarif to one ma'is achila, when it's kashayashir kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. What about if somebody is drinking a cup of coffee, a cup of tea? A cup of coffee, we don't gulp in the shear of, the same way, kezayis by macholos asus b'chdei achilas pras. There's a shear also of drinking. If one takes little tiny sip by sip, it's not mitzarev to a maisa shesir. But what about tea? Tea is commonly sipped. One doesn't gulp down a tea with a shear of lugmov or a shear of the shurim of most of a kois in a few shots. Would that be considered also that you only make a bracha when you have that regular shear, even though the derech is not that way? So Mishnah Melech brings a raya yes, because chinuch and shin yud gimel is hey argues by machol sasurois, which is the nidoin of kut chabadli that we just mentioned. L'mais, you need one ma'is achilo. And if you need one ma'is achilo, then sip, bite by bite, is not a start. Even if that's not the normal way of eating it, but l'mais, it's not one ma'is achilo. So really, you're going to have to eat a whole kezayis b'chdei achilas pras to be considered a ma'is achilo to get malkis. But by hilchis brocho, it's a different type of halacha. If that is the tzura of the achilo, you don't need a ma'is achilo. You don't need to have a defined ma'is achilo with the teretz is loisoicha. You need that this is the normal way of ingesting a shir choshuv, a shir choshuv. Achilo, you ingested it, you took it in, you drank the tea the normal way, you would make a bracha achrena. Many gedolim would make this way, even though the Mishnah is brought by the poskim, but the Mechaz Chinuch was made that way. The Shalom Eshev, the Chassam Sofer, and later Doris, Rabbi Sazan was known that way, Rabbi Shlom Zan was known that way because it's Rabbi Sazan, Rabbi Yosher held that way. I even read that the last psak the last conversation that Rebbetzin Kanievsky had with her father, Rabbi Yosher Zatzal, was about his halakha, about making a bracha achrona on a tea which was sipped. The place can have an eitzah that maybe one should sip a tea little by little and then take a last gulp in order that there should be the halakha. But a lot of the poskim held that one makes a bracha achrona, one makes a bar nefashos on a tea, even though it was sipped, because that is the way to drink it. That's one shaila in the shiurim of achilo and shesia, which comes up halacha l'maisa. A similar halacha, which is even taking the same idea a step further, is a minig which is today not so followed, but I remember 30 years ago it was commonly followed. Chassidim from Poland, of those of a Chassidish background from Poland, from Galicia, wine was expensive. They made Kiddush during the day, Shabbos morning, they made Kiddush on schnapps. When they made Kiddush on schnapps, they made a shahako with a bracha on a schnapps glass. They didn't drink a revius of the schnapps. They downed a regular shot glass of schnapps, and that was Kiddush. And the shaila is, of course, and this is the poskim. Some poskim vehemently disagreed with this minhag. Some upheld it, and the kasha is very clear. L'chayra ma'aseh shtiyah is only b'revius. How could this be considered a kiyum of drinking to be mekayim the din of kiddush? L'chor the hezbe has to be A, what we just said before, that the din of a maishas shtia being a revius is a din in a maishas shtia, machol sasura is in that thing. Masha'inkin, or let's say a maishas mitzvah of drinking wine, but drinking wine, let's say on Yom Tov, would be the same type of thing. But as far as Kiddush is concerned, there's no din of doing a maishas shtia. There's a din to be mekadosh ala kois. The Kiddush ala kois is something which normally, which has a normal way of being drunk, and one has to kilu ingest the kois that way. In that sense, since the normal chamar medina is enough, since the normal way of ingesting this specific liquid, otherwise known as schnapps, otherwise known as Johnny Walker Red, if the normal way of ingesting this liquid is with a maisa of shisir of pachas mevius, they compare it to the ener halacha of that we said over before, where the poskim say that if one sips a tea, if that the derech is that to not do it b'chtekelas pras, so then same thing would be over here also. If the derech to drink a schnapps glass and it doesn't have a revius, then that becomes the shtia. It's not the regular maaser shtia of the Torah. That becomes the shtia which one is mekayim kiddush ala kois. It's a little bit hard to understand, but that seems to be the rationale of the minig. The Achronim bring from a taz in Reishud Sivkot Aleph, where he says legabi brachin of the other din that one who drinks a shot glass of schnapps does make a burn of foshes, even though it's not a revius. So if you hold that it's a maaser shtia enough to be considered for bracha achrayna, they want to compare that the same would be true for kiddush. Kiddush is also not a regular maaser shtia. The point is to make a bracha on something which is ro'i, something which is ro'i for kiddush, and the point is that one has to ingest that in the way that it's supposed to be ingested. The same way it's enough for a bracha will be enough for kiddush. It seems to be the rationale behind this mini. Another halacha discussion around the sugis that we have, which is pure halacha l'maisa, the Tesefta says by us that we're Mishaya Kazayis, that a nozir is, how do we know if it's a Kazayis? How do we measure a Kazayis? Bring an olive, measure a Kenegan. You measure it, state in Tesefta, b'mido v'loy b'mishkal. How do you do it? What does it mean, b'mido v'loy b'mishkal? How do you measure size of something? What you do is you put a Zayis, in a cup full of water, the water that it would spill over the side, that water, it's the effect of a kazayis going into that cup. That would be the size, that would be the way to measure the volume of the piece of meat that was eaten, the grape, whatever it is, that was eaten, that would be the way to measure. It has nothing to do with the weight, it has to do with the volume that's taken up. That's the volume that's taken up. Again, to our mind, the chodesh test with the water is not accurate. It's quite possible to measure something, but that's the shear that the Tesefta says. Rashi quotes this in Chulin, Daf Kuvchesim Eves, the Rambam also says in Pirshu Mishnayis in Eduyos. The Achronim point out that's come out in Furush Mishnah, because the Mishnah in Perek Beis de Uksin, talking about Shiurim of different Achilos, says if there's a food that has a chalal, it has a hollow space, so what you do is you have to push it down, you have to squash it in order that it should be more dense, in order that it should be more accurate depiction of what the shear is. If the shear was b'mishkal, in grams, in a certain weight, then what's the difference? How dense it is, how fluffy it is. Put it on a scale, and there's a certain shear, how much it has to weigh, and weigh it and find out if that's the shear. So we see that it's b'mida v'loy b'mishka. What's important in this type of discussion, so it's very important when you're measuring shiurim l'gabe bracha achrayna, is to know that, or let's say what's important is also to measure Yom Kippur. I'm talking about a kazayis, we're talking about kazayis b'chdei achilas pas. What's a kazayis? We measure usually in matchboxes for chodesh esh b'sakonim. But any food which the natural tzura of that food is that it is more fluffy, not that it has a hole in it, let's say popcorn. Popcorn obviously is less dense than a pretzel. Over there, since that's its natural form of that food, you measure it in terms of volume, kimoy shehu. It's only something that has a hole, let's say there's whole different snacks where there's a hollow space, or the, sometimes the cake is like that, burekas, let's say it's like that. You have the dough part, and then you have the potato part, and it's wrapped around, so it's not wrapped that tightly onto the inside, so maybe there is a space there. Not that it's a food which is naturally lighter, more fluffy. There's a halal, there's an inner space between the two parts of the food. But something that's a natural way, that's the natural tsura of the food, over there would be considered, that would be the volume. This whole discussion of measuring in volume or weight, where we're saying that L'chayr state, that you measure by volume, the famous argument against this was from Chacham Avadia Zatzal, where Rabbi Avadia held that we're Meshayer B'mishkal. Rabbi Avadia has a whole tshuva about a biscuit soaked in water. It weighs a lot more because it's waterlogged. With that factor entering the Kazai Sonat, he says since the water drips out, it's not part of it, then we wouldn't be able to. He says, but Marshall, let's say by porridge, by cereal, by oatmeal, where it's mixed together, where a good chelik of the weight, the heaviness, the density of what's mixed together is the water, it doesn't make a difference. That's part of the food, and since it's stuck, it's bound together. When you make oatmeal, what you're doing is you're binding, it's like lisha, you're binding together the grain together with the water. In that sense, it's heavier. If it's heavier, that's its natural weight. If it's the same way, if something is a more fluffy food, it takes up more volume, it'll be a kazayis easier. If something has water in it, well, that's the tsura, not that the water is dripping out, that becomes the tsura of the food. If it's the tsura of the food, you weigh that in. It's part of the weighing in to see whether it's a kazayis or not. Just for the numbers, if we're talking about a volume, according to Reb Chaim, no. It would be what they call over here, it's all 27 gram, according to Kazanish, it would be more. But then you also have to measure, there's also a major machlekes. The Rambam and others, whether Kazayis is a shlish beitza or a chatzi, if it's a third of a beitza and not half, which is a machlekes in the price game, so then you would measure it not as 27 gram, it would be 19 gram. So that's the... That's on a practical side. But what's important is to remember these ideas of Kazayis and Revias. A, what would be considered the normal Ma'aser Shtiyah? What would be considered a Ma'aser Shtiyah if that's not the normal way of ingesting? Second of all, there are different dinim that might have different criteria for a Ma'aser Shtiyah than the Ma'aser Shtiyah that we're used to by Machlos Asuris and so on. That was the Shmuz of the Shlaps, of the Schnaps Glazloch. And then the third thing that we discussed is the idea of what exactly is a kazayis. How do we measure it? Do we measure it in terms of the volume, in terms of the weight? And some of what comes up halacha.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.